Night Warning has been named Best Horror Film of the Year by the Academy of Science Fiction, Fantasy, and Horror. Billy and Julie, young, innocent, in love. It was all a mistake. They didn't go looking for trouble. They were just too curious. Without knowing, they've uncovered a deadly secret.
Beneath the city of New York are living catacombs, an endless maze of subterranean tunnels, unfit for anything human. Unauthorized for anything experimental.
Hold it! There's something moving up ahead in the tunnel!
And unlikely to bring anyone down there. So... they're coming up. Chud! Chud! Check your basement. And your bathroom. Keep off the street and try to hide. But remember, the dark is their place. The night is their time. And tomorrow, the only things living in the city of New York will be Chud. Chud. Cannibalistic, humanoid, underground dwellers. Chud. They're not staying down there anymore.
I'm about to get real angry.
I'll kill you.
I don't like your face.
Discover the secret of the Statue of Stone. The ungodly demons of the dead.
A story of burning passion and the quest for everlasting life.
In red, John programmed the funk that's in your head. But before you sweat that track, just check out this tape while you are smoking a sack.
We'll be right back. Who is it?
If you enjoy...
Who's there?
...being really scared, if you're not afraid of the unknown, if you've found a friend in fear, then we have a friend for you.
Hi.
Samantha.
Come on, the police.
The director who unleashed Freddy in Nightmare on Elm Street, Wes Craven, now brings you his most frightening creation.
Get out of my house!
Hey, girl.
She's killing people.
Mom? Sam?
Sam.
You're so cute.
Deadly friend. She can't live without you. Way out in the desert. Further than the eye can see. Beyond all towns. All roads. Where few have ever been.
Who'd put a welcome sign out here?
The hills still have eyes.
They'd already killed my mother and my older sister. And now the father is coming after us.
Just as real, but not as brightly lit. A dark side.
Once upon a midnight dreary, I was pondering that rather faded cliche, the devil made me do it. How that tired old phrase has been used in infinite variations to explain some cruel and irrational and benign human beings. The fear of possession by some brutal and savage demon lurks there in the shadowed cavern of our minds, along with other dreads, fear of the dark, fear of solitude, fear of death. I imagine they all fit within that greatest of all fears, the fear of the unknown. But then I think that in these modern times, there is so little left of the unknown. Is not the dark merely absence of light? Solitude nothing more than sanctuary away from a crowded world? And death? Well, it is inevitable, yet there be few among us who have not led it a merry chase. But what of demonic possession? I trust I haven't frightened you away. Oh, but you see, I am, I'm a rather rude host. Please forgive me, and welcome to the Haunted Palace.
The senator also visited the Darkwood Penitentiary, which hosts more than 1,000 inmates from all over the country.
Yeah, y'all know what time it is. So watch your back, niggas.
The exceptionally well-staffed hospital is equipped for emergencies, as well as routine health checks. Adjacent to row 1, the electric chair room is where death sentences are carried out.
Party all night long, funky in the city. I got a bullet, give it low, a cheapy too. Hello?
Whatever you do, don't fall asleep.
No time for catching sleep. No question. Just wake your ass up.
Pills even better, it seems. No more daydreams, not a school, no time for taking out these days.
ultimate instrument of death, your phone.